Thursday, May 26th. I'm Wilson Tang, and it's time to get loaded. Google is expected to unveil plans to turn smartphones into electronic wallets at a press conference here in New York. The new service is expected to be called Google Wallet and is based on a technology called NFC, or Near Field Communications. NFC is a short-range encrypted wireless system that will let users swipe their phones and other gadgets over a payment terminal similar to smart card technology found in some debit and credit cards. Forbes is reporting that Facebook and music service Spotify are teaming up. The companies are expected to unveil a new music streaming service available right in users' Facebook feeds. The software will run in the background and give users access to Spotify's music library with one major caveat: no access in the U.S. Well, that's because Spotify itself has yet to secure American music streaming rights. Yesterday, we reported that Apple has released instructions on how to get rid of the rogue antivirus malware program, Mac Defender. In the meantime, hackers have been hard at work on a new version of the software that won't require users to type in their administrator passwords to install and infect machines. This basic defense has kept the program from spreading, but to protect yourself, turn off options like open save files after downloading in Safari. Sony's PlayStation Network is slowly starting to come back to life, but the company has finally started to offer identity protection to its users affected by the massive breach of data. PSN members should start to receive emails with instructions and an activation code for a year of protection for the Debix All Clear ID Plus plan. The offer is good for all American PSN and Curiosity services, but must be activated before June 28th. The plan offers up to $1 million of protection. On the subject of gaming, a company called Envisions is coming out with an Android-based game console called the Evo 2. The company is making developer units available today and says that all other units will be available in the fall of this year. The console itself runs a 1.2 GHz processor, a modified version of Android 2.2, and will come with a TV remote and game controller. Envisions says that the console will run for $249 and you can reserve one today. One more title that will not be coming to the Evo 2 in the near future, though, is the sequel to the popular Modern Warfare series. Activision has announced that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 will be available on November 8th this year on the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC. The game looks pretty sharp to our eyes, and we expect men across the country to drop their interest in their girlfriends and life for the next few months after the release. Those are your headlines for today. I'm Wilson Tang, and this wraps up your week of Getting Loaded. We'll see you on Monday. We'll